Dodge County authorities are urging motorists to keep an eye out for deer this spring. According to the state's Department of Transportation, deer crash numbers typically increase in May and June when deer look for a place to give birth and younger deer separate from their mothers. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt shares a few safety tips for drivers to keep in mind.
Number one is make sure that if you see one, assume there are more because they like to run in groups of three or four deer. The next thing is don't swerve. Please don't swerve. The reason we say don't swerve is if you swerve into oncoming traffic, it's not going to go well. If you swerve into the ditch or onto the shoulder, you increase your chance that you may lose control, overcorrect, oversteer, or just catch something and roll your vehicle and now somebody gets hurt as a result of that.
Schmidt says if you do hit a deer, pull off to the side of the road and call law enforcement. There are more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin last year. Preliminary data showed 9 people were killed and 708 were injured. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's website now features a real-time inmate search function. It's located on the homepage. Just click the Current Inmates button, which sends you to a live jail roster. The first time you use it, there may be a short delay while your web browser loads the data. Once there, click on the Detail button next to an inmate name. This will give you more specific information about the inmate, including a mugshot, bond amount, date and time of booking, arresting agency, charges, and a link to the Wisconsin Circuit Court Access Program for court case details. Clicking on the mugshot will open a larger image that can be downloaded and saved. Sheriff's officials say this new feature is a way to enhance community visibility into the inmate population and is information the media and public commonly request from correctional staff. They add that the website is a live look at the jail inmate roster and refreshes with any new changes every 10 minutes. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would let the Scouts recruit new members in Wisconsin schools. Here's Bob Haig.
Lucia Cronin, president of the Milwaukee-based Three Harbors Council of Scouting America, spelled out the issue to the Senate Education Committee.
Today, there are more than 760 schools in Wisconsin where, though we may still have a scouting program, we cannot effectively recruit new members. So those programs are dying.
Tim Malepsky with the Chippewa Valley Council described the same situation in northwest Wisconsin.
All this would do is give us access to allow us to continue to invest in young people.
Malepsky said access has been an issue for about the last 10 years. Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation last session, citing concerns over local control and possible conflicts with federal law. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee have begun working on the next 2-year state budget. Republicans have stripped hundreds of policy items out of the budget proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Co-chair Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam says they have been down this road with previous budgets.
He sends us an executive budget that's just piled full of stuff that doesn't make sense and spends too much and spends recklessly and raises taxes and has way too much policy.
Committee Democrat Representative Tip McGuire says much of what the Republicans removed was designed to help Wisconsinites.
The one thing that nobody votes for their legislator to do is to make their life harder. And yet, that's all we see out of the Republican Party right now.
The Republican majority rejected Democratic motions to retain Evers' proposed funding for childcare, health care, and supporting veterans. Watertown Regional Medical Center was recently recognized for its patient safety. The facility received an A hospital safety grade from the Leapfrog Group, a national nonprofit that sets standards for excellence in patient safety and care. Leapfrog assigns grades to hospitals across the country based on over 30 national performance measures reflecting errors, accidents, injuries, and infections, as well as the systems in place to prevent harm. Fewer than one-third of the approximately 3,000 hospitals reviewed nationwide earned an A grade. The Watertown Hospital's A grade represents its 8th earned by the facility in the last 11 Leapfrog grading periods. And finally, Horicon Bank was recently recognized for their dedication to child advocacy. The business received the WASDA Burt Grover Child Advocacy Award following a nomination from Horicon School District Superintendent Rich Apple. He says one of the most impactful examples of Horicon Bank's support is their substantial lead donation of the $1.25 million towards the development of the district's new athletic complex named Sword Field. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.